one of the things I think that always intoxicated me so much about J.K. Rowling's world was we all live in our cities, living our lives. But the idea that you can peel something back and there is a more vibrant, magical, brilliant world beneath is an exciting and escapist idea.
This world is getting richer. We are seeing the scope of the magical universe being greater and larger.
They really create a whole big, rich playground for us to play with and play off of and move freely through. So it's really such a treat.
The first time I came onto a film set, I was so overwhelmed. I'm still overwhelmed. I just could not believe how amazing and realistic it looked.
It's quite rare that somebody taps into a universal psyche the way that Jo is able to. She delves into deep subjects like segregation, what happens when people are isolated and made to feel wrong for who they are.
Hi, I'm Dan Fogler. I play Jacob Kowalski in Fantastic Beasts, and what you are about to listen to has never been done before.
Like, ever!
Throughout this audiobook, I'm going to be taking you on a behind-the-scenes tour of the second installment of J.K. Rowling's Fantastic Beasts series, The Crimes of Grindelwald. This is the ultimate access all areas audio adventure that will pull back the curtain on the Wizarding World and take you to places that no microphone has ever been before. Think of me as your nomad man on the inside. Don't worry, we won't be giving away any spoilers or secrets here. Well, maybe one or two. But if you've ever wanted to know exactly what goes into making a blockbuster movie, the skill, the artistry and craft, the sets, the costumes, the props, and more, well, you're in luck. And if along the way we inspire you to pick up a pen or a paintbrush or a camera, even better. Together, we will visit the movie's magnificent sets, hang out in busy, bustling workshops, take a ride around the backlot, and we will meet the film's extraordinarily talented cast and crew.
Jo creates these worlds that are so richly conceived. They're worlds that really have echoes today.
Producer David Heyman, who produced all 8 Harry Potter movies, as well as Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Every time I come to make something of hers, it's always slightly different than it was before.
The film's director, David Yates.
Wow, that's where she's going now. I didn't see that coming.
We will also meet many of the unsung heroes who make the movie magic happen.
We're very fortunate here at Warner Brothers to have some really, really special people. I mean, A-listers in the film industry, from stunts to special effects to construction to prop manufacturing.
Sounds ridiculous, but the smell of construction, it's really addictive.
And we are going to explore everything, from wands to nifflers to broomsticks to, well, hold your nose.
We had to just think of something that is about the size of an elephant, but a bit horsey as well.
Beast poo.
We tried mixing nuts in and mud and a bit of straw just to try and get that sort of look. So yeah, you really never know what you're going to end up doing.
I did say you'd be getting the full behind-the-scenes experience, folks, and I do like to keep my promises, even if it means getting to the bottom of things. Because if there is one thing you need to know about the making of this movie, it's the sheer amount of detail that goes into every single element, as you're about to find out. This is Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald. Makers, mysteries, and magic.